This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So I've been receiving a considerable number of requests asking me to shed light on the etiquettes surrounding naming one's child slash children. I've also been asked recommendations for names for boys and girls. And along with that, I've also been asked to, touch on the do's and the don'ts of naming one's child slash children. So that's what I hope to do in this video. Having said that, I've already initiated a short series of videos on TikTok. You can go check it out if you are on the platform. I've put up part one, and I hope to put up the rest of the series as well, inshallah ta'ala. But over here on YouTube, what I plan on doing is, with this video at least, is to put up a slightly more detailed discussion for those of you who may be interested in a detailed discussion with regards to this topic. So we begin this video by praising Allah. We ask Him for His help and we ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. Firstly, we need to acknowledge that children are a huge blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are gifts from Allah azza wa jal. Blessings and gifts that come with responsibilities. And these responsibilities have been outlined to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his teachings. So we have action items, starting off with how to welcome a newborn into this world. And the Prophet did not leave us groping in the dark. He taught us many things. He has outlined our responsibilities as parents towards our children. So from these responsibilities is the act of choosing a good and appropriate name for one's child or children. So now we have a couple of narrations, a couple of ahadith that outline this. And the principle that can be drawn from all of these narrations, the summary, is that the name that is being chosen needs to be a name that has a good meaning to it. So the Prophet encourages names with good meanings attached to them. And he strongly discourages names that have bitter meanings, bad meanings attached to them, as we will see in just a bit, inshallah ta'ala. So I'm going to run through a few guidelines in terms of names. So like I said earlier on, bear in mind that the principle is to avoid names that have bad meanings. Why, you might be wondering, well, it's not rocket science to understand it. But then again, what you need to kind of relate to and understand is that from an Islamic perspective, how we look at names is that it is in a way a form of dua. So when an appropriate name is suited upon a child, let's say, for example, Salih. Now, Salih is translated as righteous one, a good person. So think of it. Now, each time the mother calls the child, each time the father calls the child, and you know the power of the mother's du'as, the father's du'as, and along with that, the family members, they all call this child Salih, Salih, Ya Salih, O Salih. So basically, each time you call the child, you're calling, O righteous one, O good person, O righteous one. So this becomes a form of du'a for this child. On the other hand, the opposite is applicable as well. May Allah protect our children and help us and guide us to choose the right names. But let's say hypothetically, if someone were to suit the name Fasiq, I'm sure no one would, but just to understand this better, Fasiq is the opposite of Salih. So Fasiq is translated as disobedient one, transgressor, criminal, sinner. Now just imagine if you were to keep calling the child Fasiq or Fasiqa, which is the feminine version of it, Ya Fasiq, Ya Fasiqa, O Fasiq, O Fasiqa. You're basically calling the child O disobedient one, O sinner, O transgressor. So this is why the Prophet so strongly encourages choosing names that have good meanings to them. So that is the principle that we have to bear in mind. Along with that, names that are exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be avoided. Say, for example, Al-Khaliq. Now, Al-Khaliq is translated as the creator. Who is the creator? Allah azza wa jal is the creator. So can we call ourselves Al-Khaliq? No, it's not possible. But if you want to use the name, you can do so by adding the word Abd. So Abdul Khaliq, which is translated as the slave of the creator, which is fine. But one thing we have to bear in mind is that a lot of people go with names as such, like Abdul Khaliq or Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahim, because even Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim are exclusive for Allah Azza wa Jal. Ar-Rabb is exclusive for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah is exclusive for Allah Azza wa Jal. So the name Allah, you can suit it upon yourself if you add Abd at the beginning, Abdullah. Now with Abdul Khaliq, Abdul Rahman and Abdul Rahim, what happens most of the time is that people tend to, for the sake of convenience, drop the Abd and then start calling using Al-Khaliq or Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, which is wrong. Because like I said earlier on, these names are exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So along with that, so we discussed basically avoiding names that have bitter meanings. Avoiding names that are exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should also avoid names for females that have seductive meanings. Again, from a negative angle. So let's say, for example, if someone were to think of the name Fitna for one's daughter. Now, this is not appropriate. Why? Fitna is translated as temptation. Fitna is translated as trial, challenge, seduction, if you will. So this is not a name, nor can something derived from this name also be used, such as Fatin, which is someone who seduces, or Fatina, someone who seduces, a female version of it. So these names need to be avoided. And this is why, my dear brothers and sisters, I would say it is of utmost importance that if you don't have knowledge with regards to a certain matter, refer to the people of knowledge. And when referring, do so in an appropriate manner. Let me tell you why. When it comes to something related to our bodies, let's say it's a heart condition, let's say it's a medical condition. Would you, when you bump into the doctor, maybe let's say if you bump into him at the marketplace, will you decide amidst all of that chaos and noise? And do you think it's appropriate for you to talk about this with the doctor? Would you consider it appropriate? Would the doctor consider it appropriate? No. Rather, you know the protocol. You would generally look at scheduling an appointment with the doctor. You would go to the doctor's office. You would sit down. And in a very appropriate manner, you would discuss this. Why? Because it is of importance. Then why, oh why, do we not give the same importance to these matters of deen? Now, we just highlighted the importance of choosing a good name for one's child. But you know how people generally do it? They pick up their phones. They don't think twice as to whether this is the right time of the day. Nothing. Just call up the scholar and they expect an answer just like that. On the move. Subhanallah, this is not appropriate. And for that matter, anything related to the deen. We give so much of importance to matters related to the dunya. Let's say if it's a business consultation, would you do it in that fashion? If it's something related to your body, you wouldn't do it. If it's something related to your, let's say, if you wanted to meet an engineer or an architect with regards to your house, would you do it in such a fashion? No. So then why do we do it with the deen? So, like I said earlier on, it is important that you do so, that you refer to the people of knowledge in an appropriate manner, where you reach out to them, schedule an appointment perhaps, or ask them when it is appropriate to speak, and then go on to put forth your questions so that you get good replies from them. I hope I've emphasized enough on how important it is to do this, because a lot of people either they take this matter very lightly, but they just suit any name. I heard of some very strange practice where certain people, they take the Quran, and again, I think this is perhaps due to lack of knowledge. They take the Quran, they have this ceremony where they conclude that, we're going to open up the Quran, and whichever word that our eyes fall on, that is going to be the name for the child. Now in the Quran, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, the word Fir'aun comes about. Al-iyadu billah, Allah forbid, if your eyes were to fall on the word Fir'aun, now are you going to name your child Fir'aun? No, this is a strange practice. So you need to choose names that are appropriate with good meanings. Now, there is no mandatory rule that you must choose a name from the names of the prophets, or that you must choose a name from the companions of the prophet. There are recommendations that are in place from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to choose names of the prophets. Recommendations, but it's not mandatory, it's not obligatory. The principle is that the name must have a good meaning and that it must be appropriate. Now, to move on, I'd like to touch on a few categories of good names. Category number one, and this is based on the words of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith is recorded in the book of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the most beloved of names unto Allah are Abdullah and Abdurrahman. Abdullah, Abdurrahman. Beautiful names. So if we are able to choose these names, then well and good. The second category are all of the names which express your servitude and your worship unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such as, like I mentioned earlier on, Abdul Khaliq. You are describing yourself as the slave of Allah azza wa jal. Okay? Or Abdurrahman, Abdurrahim, Abdul Salam. You have all these names that are in place. Another category that can be considered appropriate is the category that includes the names of the prophets, the anbiya, and the rusul, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you're naming your child after a prophet of Allah. The next category includes all of the names of the righteous slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the scholars of the past, the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, the tabi'un, atba'u tabi'in, the generations of the past, the pious people of the past, you can name your children after them, intending that inshallah, my child is going to become a legend in a good way. So the last category, and this is the general category, my dear brothers and sisters, is the category that includes all names, regardless of the language that they come from. At times you have names that are Persian in background, okay? At times, so again, you have to understand that the name does not have to be in Arabic. It does not have to be in Arabic. It can be, it can have Arabic roots, it can have Persian roots, it can have, it can come from different languages. There's no harm in that, so long as the meaning is proper and pleasant. This is the principle that has to be borne in mind. As we make our way towards the end of this video, I have one more important point to touch on. And then with that, we'll get into a list of names for boys and girls, just to inspire you in terms of choosing the appropriate name for your child, inshallah ta'ala. Now, this important point is to try your best to choose names that can be pronounced the right way easily. Now, if you have a name that can easily be mispronounced, it's best to avoid it if that mispronunciation would lead to a distortion of the meaning. Take, for example, sometime back, there was someone who reached out to me wanting to know as to whether the name Aqil is appropriate for the child. Now, the name Aqil, I'll try to have it, put up somewhere around here to make it easy for you to understand. Aqil, with an Ayn, Alif, Qaf, and Lam, it stems and gives the meanings of intelligence, aql in the Arabic language, intelligence. So aql is an intelligent person. Now, this name in and of itself is not problematic. But the thing is, a lot of people might end up pronouncing this name as aql. If they were to not pronounce the ayn and the qaf, and if they were to replace the ayn with a hamza and the qaf with a kaf, now the meaning drastically changes. It changes from aql, which is in relation to intelligence, to akl in the Arabic language, which has a lot to do with eating. Akala means to eat. So akil is someone who eats. And in certain contexts, akil is used for a greedy person, someone who is, you know, eating all the time, which is not an appropriate meaning or an appropriate name to suit upon someone. So as you can see, this is why it is of utmost importance that you choose the right name and also refer to the people of knowledge in this regard before you finalize on a name. Now I'm going to run through a list of names that, you know, can serve as inspiration for you if you're looking for a name, and also to give you an idea of how, names need to be, picked. So this list is going to be from the Quran. It's going to be names of the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, and generally names that have good meanings. So you have names like Adam, for example. Now, this is mentioned in the Quran, and it's obvious, right? It's after the first human being to be created, the Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you have names like Idris, which is again after a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you have the name Ahmad, which is also from the names of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So I'm just basically trying to go in order. I mentioned the letter A, and then or rather Hamza. So under Hamza, you have the name Ishaq. You have, again, after the Prophet Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you have the name Anwar, which is from Nur. So Nur is light. So Anwar means radiant, bright, and illuminating, if you will, right? Then you have the name Ayman. Now, this name is somewhat, I would say, used at times for boys and girls. The meaning of it is appropriate at the end of the day. It can be used for boys and girls. And at certain junctures, you see people using it for boys. And at times, you see it being used for girls as well. The meaning is from, like Yameen in the Arabic language is also translated as being right-handed and also a lot of barakah, a lot of blessings with it as well. Then you have the name Ayyub, which is after another prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we move to the letter B, or in the Arabic language, Ba, you have the name Bassam, which is translated as an excessively smiling individual, mashallah, beautiful name. Then you have the name Burhan, which is translated as evidence or proof. Then you have Bilal, which is after the famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Then if you take the letter Ta, you have the name Taysir, which can be translated as facilitation, making things easy. Then you have the letter Tha in the Arabic language, Thabit, which means something firm, something established. Then you have the letter Jim, where you can use it, or rather the name Jawad comes from Jim. Jawad basically means a very generous person, a very generous person. Then you have names like Hafidh, which can be translated as protector, or Hafidh al-Quran, someone who's memorized the Quran or is preserving the Quran basically. Then you have the name Hassan, which again comes from goodness. Means Jayyid, which is good in the Arabic language, right? And it is after the famous grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam as well. Then you have the name Halim, which can be translated as forbearing, with a lot of wisdom. Then you have the name Hamza, at the end of the day, after the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Then you have the name Khalil, which can be translated as a close friend. You have the name Daniel, which is after a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Dawood, again after a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as you can see, my dear brothers and sisters, there are so many names, beautiful names with good meanings. Now let's mention a list of female names. We just discussed male names. So now I want to list down a few names that are appropriate for females. So you have the name Aisha, primarily after the beloved wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa mada Aisha radiyallahu anha. So Aisha basically means one who is lively, full of life. Then you have the name Amina, which can be translated as a person who has peace of mind. Peace of mind. A person who is not afraid. Amina, she is full of amn. Amn meaning she's secure. She is very safe. Then you have the name Reem in the Arabic language. This is a bit of an unusual name, and I thought of mentioning it here for those of you who are looking for names. Reem, R-W-E-M, Reem, is translated as a gazelle, a deer that is white in color. So it's an appropriate name for a female. Then you have Rahma in the Arabic language, which is again derived from the same roots as the name of Allah, Rahman and Ar-Rahim. It has meanings of mercy, kindness, compassion. Then we mentioned Bassam when talking about names for boys, and here you have Basma. Basma is appropriate for a female because it sounds feminine and again has the same meaning. So Basma can be translated as a smile or an expression of happiness. Then apart from that, you have the name Zainab, which is translated as a tree with a very nice and good scent, a good smell. Then you have the name Sara, which can be translated as someone who brings happiness, joy to one's heart. Sara, after the wife of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you have the name Maryam, which is again, you have an entire chapter in the Quran. It is after the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you have the name Salma, which can be translated, it stems from the same roots as Salama, which basically means safety again, security, and similar meanings as Amina. So then now you have the name Noora, which can be translated as, again, like we discussed with the name Anwar for boys, for males, here Noora can be translated as light, as radiance. So as you can see, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you have all of these beautiful names to choose from, you know. So go with the guiding principle that it is of utmost importance that you choose a name that is appropriate, that has a good meaning to it. I hope this video was of benefit, and I hope I was able to shed, you know, light with regards to this particular topic. If you found the video of benefit, do share it with others so others can benefit as well. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.